Let's do it.
Let's get it.
We're back, baby.
We're back. All right. Before we get started, pour us up a little something. What are we drinking on?
Oh, we got a little premium small batch Blue Note straight bourbon whiskey.
Ooh, yep.
Crafted in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's right. You know where I got that from. That was on birthday weekend. My boy Danny Roberts up in Chicago bought me two real nice bottles of bourbon. Danny is a bit of a connoisseur, man. He buys the, him and his brother collect that stuff. So
that's going to be nice here.
You sure you can be able to handle this?
Boom. Can you get over there? Oh, here we go with the pour. Boom.
All right.
Get myself a little bit something here.
So what's going on, man? Catch us up over the last week or so. You got some good things going on in your life.
Dude, it has been a wild last week since we saw each other in here. And
by the way, cheers.
Oh, cheers, brother. Boom. Come on in. I like it. Let's see how we're doing here.
Put a little hair on your chest.
Oh, I got enough of that already. Man, that's delicious.
Smooth.
All right, well, big news, and I, for a lot of you that follow me on Instagram, have probably seen this.
Yeah,
I am now an official dog dad.
Young ace
baby. Been one of the probably honestly the best things happened to me in a long time. Best decision I've made. You got to meet him. He's just a ball of joy. He's so cute. So that happened on Wednesday night. Got tagged in an Instagram post by my mom with this breeder out in San Diego, California. And to be honest with you, I was like, oh man, like this is, you know, most adorable pup ever, like blah, blah. Like didn't think anything of it. Well, the guy wrote me an Instagram post or an Instagram message like, hey bro, like, where are you at? And I said, I'm in Austin, Texas. He's like, no shit. He's like, my brother lives just south of Austin. Like I want to fly down there anyway to visit him. I'll fly the pup. And I was like, at that point, it's Wednesday night, 10:30, 11 o'clock. I'm like, oh shit, this is real.
This just got real.
I was like, let me sleep on it. Let me talk to my family. Let me talk to you tomorrow more. And so, long story short, Thursday came around and I grew a friendship with this guy via social media. And everyone, I kept asking their opinion. Everybody was like, this is fate. Like, dude, you have to do it. And so I was like, hey man, when can you get here? And he goes, let me check flights. I'm thinking, all right, a week, you know, maybe tops like 4 or 5 days at the earliest. He was like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow night. I was like, oh my God, I gotta go get stuff.
It really did get real, man.
So
now, had you been thinking about getting a dog for a while? I remember you mentioned it like a year ago, maybe.
So I mean, I've wanted one for a long time now. But back when I was in Louisiana, I just didn't really have time, to do that. Tyson lived with me for a little while, which was really cool when my mom was transitioning homes. But when I moved here, I've contemplated with it so many times. And now that we're working from home, and for me, I'm going to be working from home till, I mean, at least September. This is a great time to do it. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. Let's do it, man. Full send it.
Yeah.
And
screw it. Let's do it, man. I love it.
Best decision I've made in a long time. So that's been a huge update in my life. Other than that, just work, transitioning to a new team, a new manager. Got a little small bump in pay today.
Attaboy.
Let's go. So that was really exciting. The hard work's paying off. So, but man, other than that, that's, I guess since the last time we were kicking it in here, I mean, that's pretty much the biggest updates in my life. I mean, not a ton. Yeah. It's been cool. It's been really, really cool.
Sleep?
A little bit. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, the first night he slept like a champ, but I think it was just all the traveling, so I got a little spoiled with that. And then every other night now, he gets up, and my boy's like, he's so smart, man. He's getting up, he goes straight to his little pad, pees, gets water, comes back to dad, we go back to bed. But this past morning, he was a little naughty, and we were up at like 5 a.m. playing on the floor. So I was like, all right, well, we're up now. But yeah,
that
man,
happens.
It's been a really, really, really fun last week.
Nice, man. So, well, kudos to you, man. When puppies are puppies, then it's a lot of freaking work, man. Like, it gave me so much empathy when I had Wrangler as a puppy. Gave me so much empathy for parents for the first time ever. I was like, whoa, this must be like a small taste of what like actually having kids feels like. Like getting up every couple hours.
Yeah.
You know, having to, if you have a girlfriend or a partner to you know, share the load, that helps.
Yeah.
So you can kind of rotate, but man.
And you got to constantly watch him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, don't eat this. Don't do that. Don't get off of that, you know? And I think for me personally and mentally, it's been such a fun challenge, and I needed it. I wanted this extra responsibility. I wanted to kind of, you know, it's going to help me grow. And yeah. now I'm going to have a companion and a buddy for life, you know, no matter what.
Yep.
So I'm really, really, really just pleased and so happy that I made that choice. So
that's cool, man.
But yeah,
that's so neat.
Well, dude, what about you, man? Dude, I think we got some big things popped off the other morning.
Had a pretty big, past, you know, 7 days or so. So obviously I had my birthday weekend out in Colorado. That was so sick. Out in Breckenridge with all the Guy Talk guys. Cameron and Dan flew out from Boston, our Boston chapter. My boy Denny Roberts flew down from Chicago. Then Garrett, Rhett, Eric, and who am I missing here? Oh, and James, my boy James. He was sitting in the back of the plane. So the whole time we were giving him shit because he was late for everything. He was late to come meet up. His bag was late. He's sitting in the back of the plane. So James, like, poor guy, wasn't even, like, with us on the way out there.
Oh,
but,
man.
But all of us flew out there and just had an awesome time.
Yeah.
You know, just enjoying each other's companies. A lot of those guys hadn't met each other, and that was so cool to bring guys together. You know, mostly Guy Talk members. Everybody but Danny is a Guy Talk member. We're going to convert Danny into a member.
And just to see those guys blossom friendships.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Super cool.
They hit it off. Yeah. James and Eric lived or roomed in an Airbnb with the Boston guys, Cam and Dan. And they hit it off, man. Like, they had never met, but, you know, they became, like, instant friends. You know, so therefore, R4, we're meeting up. They pushed my limits on snowboarding, man. Like, I'd gone a couple times in Ohio. So, like, the mountains of Ohio is basically a hill, you know, bunny hill.
You don't lie. You were snowboarding down the streets of Cleveland.
Yeah, all right. We get a lot of snow, but not many hills, not many mountains. But, yeah, they pushed my limits, man. Peer pressure is a real thing.
It is.
And they got me to the top of Peak 6 in Breckenridge. And if anybody's done that, dude, it was, like, it was gnarly, man. The ski lift, you had to take three lifts to get up there. The third one was almost, it just felt like vertical.
Hold on, real quick, backtrack. You go snowboarding once and you come back saying gnarly. Dude, that's what I love to
hear.
Shred
the gnar.
You're like, dude, that thing was gnarly, dude.
Fresh pow out there, man. But yeah, it was such a cool trip. I go on and on about how cool it was. Best birthday I've ever had, I think. You know, just the whole environment and pushing boundaries and doing like athletic stuff. And just the brotherhood, man. It was so cool. So got back late Sunday night, got the right to work on the condo. Still don't have a shower. If you guys follow me on Instagram,
we're on day 8 of no shower.
Keep your distance here. Now, Will was good enough guy to let me come over and shower at his place. And I went to the gym, showered a couple times. So speaking of shower, this is a perfect like tie-in. I told Matt I wanted to shout him out tonight. My boy Matt Molinex from usehuron.com, Huron men's skincare. He hooked us up for my birthday weekend. He sent out a big old goodie bag of shampoo, conditioner, body wash, face lotion, hair products, eye rollers, all that stuff, man.
Ooh.
For my birthday, just hooked all of us up with our two Airbnbs. And so those of you listening, men looking for some product, skincare, hair care, use code GUYTALK, all one word, for 20% off at Use Huron, baby.
Ooh, can attest that stuff is good.
Mm-hmm.
And smells good and is so, and this is coming from a guy who's had skin cancer and sensitive skin. It is so soft and so good on your skin. And I mean, so yeah, if you're out there, use that code. What is it one more time?
Guy Talk, all one word, 20% off Huron men's products.
Let's go.
And the cool thing is, man, like Matt, the one of the co-founders, is a Guy Talk member.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this community, man. As we keep growing, we're getting some really impressive guys and, you know, a real diverse group of guys. And it's just so cool to be able to support each other like that as members. But anyways, that was a perfect little segment. I told him I wanted to shout him out tonight, so that was a perfect way to do it.
Way to get in there.
Yep,
I like it.
Yep, you're welcome, Matt. So then the coolest thing that happened this week was Thursday morning. My alarm goes off at 7 a.m. I kind of slowly start to roll out of bed. And literally at 7:01, I get a call from my sister. And I'm like, I panic because every time a family member calls at a weird hour, you know, and obviously with Brooks, like that's exactly how it happened last time. You get an early morning call, something happened. So I'm kind of panicking. And she's like, my sister goes, are you watching TV? And I was like, oh my, no. I said, no, I just got up.
Coffee yet.
I just got up like 30 seconds ago. She said, we're on the Today Show. and sure enough, man, like I had, you know, kind of backstory. I may have mentioned it last time on the podcast, but I had done an interview with the Today Show, Kate Snow, one of the main reporters there. I'd done a Zoom interview with her about a month ago, maybe, about the liver transplant and Brooks. And we took a pretty deep dive into mental health and my own journey of depression, suicidal thoughts, and how, you know, how if I hadn't been around, if I'd taken my life, I wouldn't have been around for Brooks, you know, later that year in 2019. We talked about that about a month ago, and they kind of told us, hey, we really liked the conversation, but with all the new and noteworthy stuff and political stuff going on, there's no guarantee that you guys will ever get on TV, you know? And yeah. we can't even really tell you when or if it'll happen. So I just kind of chalked it up as a cool experience. Yeah. But sure enough, man, Thursday morning.
Oh, it was on there.
They were hyping it, dude, for like 45 minutes before it actually, our segment, 5.5 minute long segment, which is a long segment for morning TV.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. So they were hyping it up. And yeah, it was just the coolest thing to see our story on there.
It was super cool. And I was telling my family, I never in the mornings, like I always watch like a sports show, like, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, either whether it's SportsCenter or one of the NFL ones, whatever it might be. I usually just put that on, drink some coffee, check my phone, whatever. And for some reason, I put on that. It was like the first thing on my YouTube TV. So I click it. And then I got on Instagram and I saw like your first post story. I'm like, oh my God. And I look and like, boom, they show like a quick little, I'm like, holy shit, it's on. Like it's yep. about to come on. And what was so cool is how big of a deal they made it before they aired it, and that everyone that was in their studio, I'm trying to think of the famous weather guy that's been there forever.
Yeah, I know you don't. Yeah,
but I mean, they're all like, yeah, like get your tissues ready. Like this is gonna be.
I want to say Al Roker, but is that right? I don't even know.
I think it might be him.
I don't know.
It's
but I know enough. Hoda's one of the hosts, and she was hyping it up.
Yeah,
I think Hoda's right. That's right.
But it was just super. I mean, surreal.
It's exactly the word I use to describe it.
And to see. I think too, like to see you on camera sharing that story again, and I've heard it so many times, and I got to live it with you. I mean, I was mm-hmm. I was with you the day that stuff went down, yep. and then you know throughout the entire process, getting you know checking in and calling and stuff, and it was I don't know, it brought back this just crazy feeling, and to see you on camera being interviewed and being so strong, man, and showing that emotion and just talking about it, and like you're so I mean, it's so true how you said. He saved your life, you know,
mm-hmm.
because in the grand scheme of things, yes, if you would have taken your life, you wouldn't have been able to have that opportunity. But what's so beautiful about it is that after all that happened, you were there to be there for him and to be his lifesaver, that he's given you a new life to live now.
Totally. And yeah. New purpose. Yeah.
Yep. Like main word right there. It's just an overall purpose. I mean, like what if you do anything, you know, else in your life wrong, like you did that right.
Yeah, man.
Like that's
the rest
one
is just
thing.
Icing at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah. I mean, you built a hell of a cake, dude. Now it's just time to put some icing on and eat it. But
man, I
was super proud
that.
Of you.
Thank
so.
You, brother. Yeah. And it was so awesome just to kind of be, you know, we kind of heard that it might be on Thursday morning or it might not be. And so I just didn't really expect
yeah.
it. And so, you know, my sister and my parents jump on FaceTime, group FaceTime. I don't have cable. I don't pay for cable. And so they had to FaceTime the TV so I could watch it all. It just was so surreal, man.
That's
watching
amazing.
From bed.
We gotta
on
get you some cable,
television.
Dude.
Nah,
I'll let you use. Yeah, I have YouTube.
Let me use
TV.
Your login.
Yeah, I think I'm using Calvin's. I don't
yeah.
know, Calvin, if you're listening, I'm really sorry, but I think I'm still using your YouTube
yeah.
TV.
Nobody pays for that stuff anymore.
Nah.
But yeah, what actually the cool part about it? I mean, obviously, it was so awesome to be on national TV and to share the story of Brooks and mental health and kind of hopefully be there to provide hope for other people who are struggling.
Yep.
You know, that was my real goal with sharing my struggles. But then the rest of the day, I was so unproductive because my phone was just lighting up, dude.
Oh.
Texts, DMs, emails, phone calls. It was so cool. People from all across the country. And I even had someone in Chile reach out. Like people internationally are seeing this thing and just, you know, sharing how much it meant to them to see the story of Brooks and how a lot of people wrote and said that, man, I'm having a really hard time right now mentally. And seeing your story, you know, helped pick me up, helped me realize I'm not alone. And it like makes me emotional just thinking about that because that's my whole goal is sharing what I went through is to provide hope to people who are in that dark place. You know,
yeah.
it will get better. You just got to, you know, take the courageous next step to just keep going, you know,
yeah.
and talk to somebody about it. So the coolest thing for me was I was getting so many messages, not to sound like a, you know, celebrity here, but I kind of was for the day.
we're trying to get that blue check mark.
That's right. I'm still trying to get that blue check mark. But I go to the gym to clear my head that morning around like 8 because I was like, I got to get away from my phone. It's just too
yeah.
much. It's overwhelming. I go to the gym. I walk out of the shower because I was the only one at the gym at South Austin Gym. I walk out and my sparring partner had shown up and he's there and he goes, bro, I saw you on TV. I was like, what? And I was like, you saw my Instagram? He said, no, I literally was in the break room at work this morning and because he works the overnight shift, he said, I literally walked into the break room and I saw you on the Today Show in the break room at the grocery store that he works at. And I was like, what?
That dude. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, so give me that blue check mark.
That is so sick. No,
so that was really neat. And I'm still just kind of riding that high from that whole experience. So.
Well, I'm so proud of you. And one thing too, like another, I feel like another highlight, and this is a very small highlight of the week, and I feel like it's a highlight for both of us, is, you know, Instagram does those things where they pop up like a picture from this date a year ago, yeah, whatever it was, or 2 years ago, and it popped up and it was me, Calvin, and Sean.
Yep.
And I posted it and it was so funny. Grant saw it, he's like, dude, this is the day I met y'all.
Yeah.
And like I sat there and read it and got like goosebumps because it brought back one of the most fun days and nights ever. And it was so funny because I remember taking that picture and then walking away going, hey, Ohio State boy, want to come grab tacos?
Dude.
And you lit up like
that
a
changed
Christmas.
My life.
Dude, I was like, Ohio State boy, want to come grab some breakfast tacos? Dude. And you lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, dude.
And it's so funny to see that picture pop back up in the same week that all this stuff is happening. I was just
two years later.
Really cool.
Yeah, and really just cool. So for if listeners haven't heard that story before, it was my low point, end of January, right before my 28th birthday, end of January 2019. I hit up Shea Bolin, who ran, well, I guess it's on pause right now, but ran ATX Sprint Squad, a sprinting fitness meetup every Saturday morning in Austin. I hit him up out of like pure desperation. I was on an airplane, come back to Austin. I was just like, I'm going to give this one last shot to try to connect, you know, because I hadn't for so many months. And I DM'd Shea and I said, hey, you don't know me, but I'm new, having a hard time making friends. Like, I'd love to come to your meetup this Saturday. And thank God, man, Shea wrote me back and was so welcoming. He was like, dude, see you there, brother. Can't wait. And thank God he wrote me back because then I felt accountable to show up.
Yep.
Because it was what, like 34 degrees and raining.
It was
miserable.
And he picked the hill that day for us to run.
Yeah. So I had every excuse not to go, except for I was like, you know what? I told this guy that I was going to show up and I don't want to let him down. And I show up and end up, you know, meeting you, Calvin, and Sean. And yeah, I cannot even, like, we bonded during that whole sprint squad. But then I see you guys taking the picture with the city in the background afterwards. And I remember just kind of like lingering, like, oh, I wonder if I can like be friends with them.
Yeah.
You know? And so for you to finish taking that picture, notice that I was hanging back and to say what you said to invite me out. And then the rest of that night, like, oh, I love you for that, brother.
I love you too, man. It's so funny. I just recently changed. It's been in my phone now forever. It's Grant, Ohio State. And I was like, all right. I was like, let me just put this Grant Mosier. I was like, let me get my boy official. But it just made me laugh because I saw that picture. And then when you made that comment, I was like, it just brought all these cool feels back because that was such a turning point in my life. I know in Calvin, Sean's life, all of our lives. Like, that was a really huge turning point for all of us as men, as individuals, and as friends. I mean, it was crazy how fast, too, everything just went after that. It was like, all right, we're all best friends.
Now
see
we're
you later.
The boys.
We're the boys. Let's go. Let's start. Let's get rolling. Let's take down the city.
Oh, I love that so much. Yeah, and two years later, here we are. You know, that's so awesome how life, back to my point about, like, if you're struggling, keep the hope because, man, it doesn't take much time. It's 6 months, a month, whatever. Things can change in a big way.
Yeah.
So just keep going. So what do you want to do today? I think we ought to get into it.
So we got this little special orange bowl here. and we've done some crowdsourcing, I guess, as we could put it. Some Instagram questions that we want to read out and we'll answer and give you a shout out.
Yep.
Do you want to dive in? Do you want to be the first one to pull one?
Let's do it. Yeah. So I think moving forward, like, we want to do more of this kind of stuff because, you know, Will and I could sit here and just shoot the shit all day long.
Yeah.
But what we're doing this for mostly for our members, our GuideTalk members, and then anybody who just wants to follow along on the journey. And so what better way to get our members involved than to literally have them throw questions our way?
Boom.
I haven't, you know, I know you wrote some of these from what you got on Instagram. I wrote some from what I got on Instagram, threw them in here. So,
and I think there's a couple wild cards.
A couple wild cards in there. So,
well, so
we'll see. We'll give you a shout out if you gave us a question. We're gonna read it out. So, all right.
Boom.
Let me reach.
Come on in.
Oh. All right. This is kind of a long one. All right, Chris Gray, one of our new members, Chris Gray, up in the Boston area, just joined us. Great dude. I met him a few times on some of our Zoom calls. Chris Gray says, "Purpose. How do you live with it? How do you find it when feeling lost? Where do we find purpose?" Brother, this is like literally what we just talked about with like Brooks's surgery and everything giving me purpose in my life, man. Like, oh, that's a good question, man. You want to field that one first?
Yeah, I mean, I think I think first and foremost, you know, finding purpose can come in a lot of different forms. I mean, I think finding it can just come in simple as, you know, picking up a new hobby, something that makes you really, really happy, that gives you that drive. I think, you know, for me personally, like my purpose, and I feel like it's something you said last time in our last podcast, I just have a way of like making people feel comfortable and smiling. And on the way here, somebody called me, you know, from my old work, one of my old bosses, and said something very similar. And it's kind of weird. I've heard that a lot recently. And I say that I'm very humble. Like I'm just me.
Yeah.
And so I feel like recently I've kind of come to realization, like that is my purpose. Like my purpose is to really try to like just make people smile, make people laugh, make people happy. And like, I don't know how how to completely find it. I'm still trying to figure that out. But I feel like as of now, like that maybe is my purpose.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone through a lot of family things throughout my life. And I feel like those have given me a very different, I guess, visual on what I want to do with my life. And so that may be another form of a purpose. That's a tough one. That's a deep question. And that's also just something really kind of tough to dig in and figure out what is your overall purpose?
Yeah.
I feel like there could be many different things.
Yeah. Well, here's like a question I've asked myself, I'd proposed to you and to the listeners too, is like, can you like create purpose in your life, or does it have to come to you? You know, like,
yeah.
Because for me, I've always been someone who's like a goal setter and like always reading personal development books and like literally like drove myself crazy or I guess not crazy, but into like a depression over this notion of like trying to like control what my life was supposed to look like, you know, and my purpose is an entrepreneur. I'm meant to start this business. So I'm going to go do that and try to live out that purpose. And then it fails. And that was, you know, a lot of it was out of my control. Different things are out of your control, but I still try to like have that stranglehold on what my purpose is and who I am as a man.
Yeah.
And now I think I just feel so much more like relaxed into my purpose, you know, and letting my purpose come to me.
Yeah.
I feel like, I'd be curious to hear your take on this, but I feel like your purpose changes and varies and kind of flows, you know, different days, different months, different years, your purpose can be something else. You know?
I'm 100% on board. I don't think we're made to have just one simple and just sole purpose. I think that it's like you said, it's like the seasons change. I feel like that's how everything in life is going to change. I mean, you're going to have, maybe your purpose right now might be to really help others and stuff. Maybe the next purpose is to really help yourself more or to build this or to do that or to drive this. I mean, there's so many different avenues and lanes that I feel like we're going to all go through in life. And each one of those lanes is going to come with a different purpose.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I feel right now. I feel like, you know, one of my main purposes on this earth is just to bring smiles and laughter to other people's faces. Yep. Hopefully that's something I do stick with for the rest of my life. But I think a lot of my other purposes right now too are to step out of my comfort zone into different things. I think, you know, with business and careers. And so, I mean, yeah, I'm 100% on board with that. I don't think there's just simply one purpose for everyone.
Yeah. I think the only thing I can think of is like, well, you may not be able to like just define and go chase your purpose.
Yeah.
I do think like you can live life on purpose.
Yes.
And that leads to finding your purpose, you know, kind of roundabout way.
Yeah.
So like being intentional about what you're doing in your life, like I think that opens a lot of doors and brings you closer to what maybe you're meant to be doing in that season of life. So
That's a great question.
Dude, that
Chris hitter, baby.
One of our new members, he's been wanting to join for a while. I love that dude, man. I just started connecting with him recently, and what a good guy.
Yeah, we appreciate question. That. That was a sweet question.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, you're all up, right, man.
Let's
you're
go.
Up.
Let's see what the next one is. Oh, I'm gonna close my eyes. I'm gonna pick out a piece of candy. All right, this one is from Kaylee. What mentality are you adjusting? No, excuse me.
My handwriting sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Kaylee from Austin, what mentality are you using or telling single men, advising single men to have as Valentine's Day gets closer? Yeah, first and foremost, Grant's handwriting.
Bro, I wrote it on a piece of paper on my lap. My thighs aren't as steel like as they used to be.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. You got tanks for legs,
thanks,
too.
Bro.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm seeing them from here. They look nice.
Thank you.
These
camo pants for the video. Let me hold up my camo pants
so everybody can see. Let's
go. Yeah,
got a little camo hitters.
Show off the swag.
But yeah. So what are you think on that one?
So what are we advising guys, single guys, right? Was it single, single or just guys, men in general? Okay, single guys. Guys as we head to Valentine's Day. Because, yeah, it's coming up. It's funny because she wrote that to the Guy Talk page on my Instagram earlier. And I actually thought about that question specifically on the drive up here. And all I could really think about is my own experiences. And I think I can only speak to myself, but I know Valentine's Day is a huge deal for girls because Hallmark and, you know, society has painted this picture of you better not be alone for Valentine's Day. Yep. And that's a lot of bullshit, really. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys who feel that too, that, you know, they get bummed out or sad or whatever, that they're feeling lonely on Valentine's Day. But I feel like at the end of the day, it's just another day. I mean, it's great if you choose to celebrate it and, you know, do something special for it. Great. All the more reason to go out and, you know, yeah. I'm all for like spreading love and celebrating things. But it is just another day. And so all I can really think about is like with anything, like I'm going to try not to make any like big rash or irrational decisions based off of loneliness.
Yeah.
Because loneliness is such a, that thing will get you, man. It'll get in your big system. Time. It'll make you do things, say things, pretend to be things that you're not. Just because you're trying to fill that void. I think I mentioned on the last podcast that whenever there's a void in our lives, like, you know, the weaker thing to do is just fill it with vices, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
But if you have confidence in yourself and the ability to lean on yourself, then, you know, you build that void from the inside out versus trying to fill it from somebody or something else outside. So yeah, all I can say is, you know, great if you're celebrating it and have a hell of a time, you know.
Yeah, love absolutely.
Love is dope, as they say on Fighter and the Kid, King and the Sting, or some of our favorite podcasts. But don't let the holiday define you or make you feel bad about yourself if you're single.
No, and I think that's a great answer. And and Katie, thanks for asking that. Kaylee.
Yeah. I think I met her.
Kaylee, I'm so sorry. Yeah, Kaylee, it is Kaylee.
Yeah, it is.
I just can't read. Apparently,
yeah. She runs a podcast too, so yeah, I'll have to connect with her.
But, oh, very cool.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, I'm not quote unquote, you know, currently tossing out advice to anyone, but I would say to anyone listening that, you know, that is single and that day is coming up. And look, I'm single right now, and you know, I feel like Hallmark has painted a picture. Society has painted a picture that Valentine's Day, you have to be in love with somebody. Yep. You know,
the most elaborate thing.
Yes,
ever.
Get a big teddy bear and all this stuff, which is great. I mean, if you are in a relationship, man, do it. I mean, ball out, go for a nice dinner, grab drinks, mm-hmm. do something fun, like, you know, spread love, show love. But I'm gonna use Valentine's Day this year as a self love day, and I feel like a lot of
Hell
people
yeah.
should like. And for me, that means going to the gym, playing with my puppy, like. Maybe playing some Xbox, taking a nap. I mean, do something like, so anyone that's listening, if you're single and you're kind of struggling with the idea of Valentine's Day coming up and you're like, man, shit, I don't have anyone to hug and love on. Like, love yourself, man. Like, go do something yes. that you love to do. Go freaking book a dinner at a steakhouse by yourself and murder a steak.
Boom.
Like, that's what people should do. Like, if you're so caught up in your head, like, God, I gotta find someone. I gotta be with someone on Valentine's Day. Don't do that. Because if you do, you're gonna go put yourself in a scenario that you really don't want to be in general.
Right.
And you're gonna rush into something that you don't want to be in. Like, go have some self-love. Like, or call up a couple homies that are single too, or some buddies or girls or whoever it is, and say, hey, let's get together. Let's have our own little Valentine's Day shindig and like kick it. And, you know, and so that's what I'm gonna do. And so anyone listening, like, I think self-love is so big and having self-care days. And I know that's something we are really big mm-hmm. on as in our yep. inner group of guys is taking that mental health day or taking that self-love, self-care day. So I'm thinking Valentine's Day this year, since I'm single, is going to be an old Will self-love day. Go to the gym, hang with the pup, take a nap.
Dude, so. I couldn't love that more. I'm not even going to add to that. I just think that's the greatest response you could have given. So I'm fully on board with that.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. All right. We moving on?
Oh, we're moving on.
All right, I'll pass one all over right. to you. Here it comes.
Let's see here.
Ooh.
All right, this one looks short. Favorite movie.
All Ooh. Right.
Wow. Shawshank Redemption.
Really?
Oh, what do you mean really? That's like the number one rated movie of all time.
You're going to hate me. I've never watched it.
Oh, dude. We're going to get you on that.
All right.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
Oh, dude.
I know. Okay, isn't it Samuel Jackson in it?
Bro, no. Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman is in it. Jesus.
Oh, I'm thinking of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, my bad. Oh, God.
Okay, what is it about?
I'm just embarrassed. I might just leave.
Yeah, that's okay.
So it's basically about Andy Dufresne. It's an older movie, but man, it is so good, and it's long. So okay. It's an investment to watch. Perfect. It. But I've watched it probably 50 times. Andy Dufresne goes to prison. Some would say wrongly accused, but I'm not going to spoil anything. Goes to prison for murdering his wife and and her lover. And while he's in prison, he's kind of that quiet guy. Him and Morgan Freeman, Red in the movie, developed this friendship.
Fun fact, yeah. Morgan Freeman's from Mississippi.
Oh, is he?
Let's go. He is. Yeah, he's from the Delta.
Real talent.
Let's go. Thank you.
Nice.
The voice
awesome.
Of Jesus.
Yeah, he does. And they develop a friendship in prison. And I don't think I'm spoiled. This is not a spoiler alert because the movie's been out for like 40 years. But basically, quiet old Andy is the whole time kind of Shawshanking his way out of prison. That's what I say. Like if you're trying to like work on a girl long term, like you're trying to either get her to break up with her boyfriend, which I don't recommend being that guy. But like if you're trying to like get her to like you and you're playing the long game, I always say it's like Shawshank. You're just like slowly chipping away at that long concrete wall, man. Digging that tunnel out of prison.
So that's your favorite movie?
Oh, dude. It's got all the thematic. Is that the right word? I sound like such a theater guy. So all the thematic elements that I
you
would
look
want,
like one.
Man.
You have,
thank
a, you. Have a bandana
like,
around your
I feel
neck.
Like a theater guy right now. And I love it. It's just, oh my gosh, yeah, it makes you laugh, makes you cry, it makes you think, it's twists and turns, yeah. It's just like a really well done movie. I can't believe you haven't seen it. I'm going to make sure you watch it before the end of this month.
Might be something I watch this
Maybe
weekend.
Valentine's Day. Maybe we get together and watch it on Valentine's
Day.
Dude,
I will snuggle up on that couch,
Perfect.
Bro, we'll bring
Perfect.
Our dogs, put them together,
let's do it.
And drink some beers, and watch a little Shawshank of the Redemption.
The Redemption of Shawshank. How about you, man? Favorite
Ooh.
Movie?
So we're totally two different people because my favorite movie is going to have to be Wayne's World.
I've never seen that one.
Oh, so my dude.
Bro, I don't really watch a whole lot of like funny,
easy watching
things. Oh, my gosh.
Classic from the early 90s.
That's Mike Myers,
Mike
right?
Myers. Yeah. And it is just so good. They're in like just south of Chicago in Illinois. I think it's Aurora, Illinois.
Yeah, I know that.
And it is really dumb, but just hilarious. And it's like one of the first movies I watched growing up. And I think I like get that sense of weird comedy from my mom's side of the family. But
is it like Dumb and Dumber kind of humor or what?
I'd say not as goofy, not as like dumb, like goofy humor mm-hmm. as that. But like it's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
It's I'd say more like on a Billy Madison.
Okay, all right.
Kind of got some of that same interaction
like
a theater, I don't know, like thematic stuff.
Yeah.
There we go.
Look at us, both theater guys.
Just big theater guys over here.
You want my bandana?
No, I got one in my pocket. I'd say that's probably got to be my all-time favorite. Maybe sneak in Remember the Titans.
Great movie.
I mean, that one'd be a close second.
Yeah,
I mean that's such a solid
that's sunshine,
film.
Right?
Sunshine.
That's what they called me in high school for a little bit.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah, my hair was a little bit. It's long now, but it was curly. I had the hair flipping out.
Ooh,
yeah, it was sunshine.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Wayne's World,
favorite movie.
We got to trade Shawshank Redemption and Wayne's World. We have to trade. We have to do movie nights and like get back to each other.
I'm so sorry that I got Morgan Freeman mixed up with Samuel Jackson.
Bro, never
again.
For
some reason, I just thought it was like
never
Pulp,
again.
Pulp Fiction popped my head.
Great movie
I don't know.
Too. Pulp Fiction.
Never seen that one either.
Not as good as Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it.
All right, next question.
Right,
you're
here
up.
We go. Closing the eyes again.
What are the odds, by the way, that our favorite movies we've never seen it? That's awesome.
Oh, okay. This is a good one because this will. The listeners out there are going to get to learn a little bit about G and myself from back in the day. Mm. Favorite high school memory?
Wow. So I transferred high schools halfway through high school. So I grew up
Me
in...
Me too. Wow.
Did we become best friends?
Cheers. I think we did. Oh,
yeah,
that's
cheers.
My clean, but
here we go. So I transferred halfway through high school from a small little town in Northeast Ohio down to Columbus, Ohio. So from like D3 to D1, Division I school.
Favorite high school memory. If you don't mind me asking, why'd you transfer?
It was kind of a combination of things, but the short answer is because I was bullied in the first high school. I'm glad you asked that question because this is the whole keeping it real side of things, right? Like, I grew up a lot very physically smaller. I was a really late bloomer. I was like, I think 5'1" freshman year. I was real skinny and I was just a really like nice, like a sweetheart kind of guy, you know, very sensitive. And so I was in like the, I would say like the cool crowd, but I think they only let me in the cool crowd because they, I was like their punching bag, you know, not physically per se. I did get punched in the face once, Austin Mitchley, because I stole his fry. He warned me, he said, if next person take a fry off my tray is getting punched in the face, I took it. He punched me in the face, but still it's fair. I deserved it. But so I wasn't like a physical punching bag for those guys, but like mentally and emotionally, man, like I was the guy that like they invite just to berate me, just to pick on me, to pick on me. Yeah. Because you know, in high school, that's what guys do. Right. It's unfortunate. But, so my parents had sold their propane gas business. That was like third generation owner of it. It was a big like family controversy. He sold it to a big national company in I think it was 07, maybe 06. And at that point, my sister was graduating high school. And so they said, hey, you got two more years. We have no ties up here anymore. Like, and we had, it sounds super pretentious, but it's really not. But we had another house in Columbus because my grandma at the time was really, really sick. And so we were traveling down there like every weekend. And so my parents said, what do you want to do? You got 2 years left. You know, do you want to stay here and ride it out? Or do you want to get down there? And I said, get me the fuck out, man.
Like,
because I was tired of it, you know, and I was so sick of being the low man on the totem pole, not getting invited to things and just feeling like, here I am, this nice guy, you know? So anyways, long story short, I'm totally going off.
No,
off
you're totally fine.
Here,
totally
but,
fine.
Transferred down to this other high school, hit a growth spurt, played football in my life. I went the other end of the spectrum. I became the bully for a bit. That's for another day. Well, another podcast to talk about that.
Absolutely.
Favorite memory was, I would say starting Division I football the first year I decided to play down there. My senior, I took sophomore and junior year off of football as I transferred schools. But I was able to start as a slot receiver, my first game in Division I football in Columbus, and that was amazing to me because you know to go from a 5-1 as a freshman to starting as a receiver, and the first pass was thrown to me too.
Sick.
It was overthrown. You know, if I was faster, I would have caught it. But whatever. But yeah, starting football, man, it was like a big like. It made me feel good about myself. I put in the work to get there, under those lights, I puked before the game, but. I made it, baby. We're there.
Let's go. I love that, man. That's wow. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Because I transferred schools because
how do we not know this about each other?
Because I was I was 5'1" my freshman year. I was in the cool crowd because I played sports. I was on the baseball team and on the football team, and but I was the physical and mental punching bag.
Oh wow!
To the point where I had an incident where. They physically threw me. We were in a baseball tournament, and you know how you have metal cleats, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, those are the sharp ones, too.
Sharp ones. Like, well, we were in a bathroom because it had a heater, and they thought it would be funny to grab me and sling me down the bathroom floor. Well, my shin hit one of the stalls, and I had a hematoma pop up. And I remember that was like the final straw. Like they just mentally were just beating me down. And I went to my mom and she was just like, hey, we got to get you out of here. Like, let's get you to a different situation. And I'll never forget. My sister was the star of this high school. Like everyone loved her. She played basketball. She was a cheerleader. She was top of her class. Like she was killing it, had everything. And she picked up all that to leave with me. And now the cool thing is we only had to move like schools like a mile and a half away. So one was a county school, one was a city school.
Okay.
But that was, I started at Oxford in 10th grade. So I moved after, I went to Lafayette from, half of 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, and then moved. So I transferred as well because of bullying. And I definitely had my moments where my, like, bully side would come out. But I didn't do that much because I still wasn't very big. And I think, you know, for me, it was more I had been bullied so bad that I was like, I don't want anyone else to really feel that.
Yeah.
I think the only side I would ever bring out was my best friend on the planet, Reed. I would pick on him. I would pick on him, Reed. But he was liking my sister too. So I was like, all right.
Yeah, that's where you draw the line.
Yeah. So mess him a little bit. But favorite high school memory for me would be my senior year. I won a state championship in tennis and doubles.
Hell yeah.
And me and my partner didn't drop a set the entire year. Didn't
lose
it. So like when you play a match of tennis, you play best 2 out of 3 sets.
Okay.
So we beat everyone in straight sets. We never went to 3 sets.
So you'd win 2 and be done.
2 and done. And so we went, I think, 18-0 or 16-0.
Jeez.
And then as a team, we won team state. And then Alex and I won. Shout out to Alex Mullen. Guys, straight up genius. Like crazy. He's won a bunch of game shows on TV. He's like crazy smart. I think he's a brain surgeon now. Oh, yeah. He went to Johns Hopkins.
Your tennis partner?
Yeah, in high school. The guy's absurdly smart. But they we won state, but our team was 110-0 throughout all the years. So it was one of the longest high school winning sports streaks in America at the time.
Did you guys just not have any competition, or were you guys literally recruiting that good?
I mean, first and foremost, Mississippi high school tennis was not the strongest, but I mean, most people on the high school team went off to play college or could have played college.
Yeah, I don't care how good or how bad a state is at a sport to go 110.
It was insane. 110, and they went way past that after I left. Jeez. I think they finally maybe lost a match a couple years after I got out of high school.
My gosh, that's
nuts. That was my favorite memory, because the next day the state paper, and I have it framed at my apartment, has a picture of Alex and I doing a chest bump in the air.
Oh, that's dope.
And I was like, okay, look, Ma, I made it. Like, yeah, let's go. You know, like a little high school guy.
Yep,
and just to kind of see how I'd gone from this little bitty shrimp of a dude who was like, you're the nice guy, so wanted to be everyone's friend, and to, you know, transferring schools to a brand new school and you got to make new friends again, to having that moment, that's probably my favorite high school memory.
That's awesome, man. Well, congrats to you and Alex. And this also makes me realize we need to do another podcast episode talking about high school.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
bullying is real, and even coming out of college, being a coach, I got to see it firsthand how mean kids are, especially these days with social media, man. It's rough out there.
And I think too, like with my work with my therapist, peeling back millions of layers and realizing that like a bulk of my own psychological issues and insecurities all came from my high school experience. And a lot of guys I've talked to, same thing. It came from something that happened in middle school or high school. And it gets just lodged in the system. So another podcast episode, we'll dive deep on high school. It'll be a high school theme.
I like it.
We'll get in on it.
Well, I say we finish with one more.
Sounds good.
What we get here out of this pile. I'm going to let you pull it.
All right. Pressure's on.
Boom. Get up in there. All right. Here.
And we'll save the rest of these. And we'll keep building up this bucket here of ones.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
This is great. From Ryan Budnick in Austin, Texas. How big are your biceps? I swear to God, that's what it says right here. Well, Budnick, the answer to that is I don't know. I haven't measured since maybe high school, back when it was a thing to do, but bigger than yours, big dog. That's all I can say.
Oh, and you want to see a little bit of that?
Gun show, baby.
Yeah, Budnick, I'll curl you, big fella.
No, Budnick's a good dude. He bought a condo downtown Austin. Seems like he's having a good time.
Yeah.
Really enjoy that guy.
I think that's a solid question to end on. We really appreciate that. And guys, don't... You know, feel free. Like, you can ask us anything. I mean, ask us whatever you want. And if we pull it, we're going to read it and answer it to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm.
Before we send it off, I guess, what are your overall goals for this weekend? Like, what's Grant going to do this weekend? Let's wrap it up. And so you guys know, this is a Friday night here in Austin, Texas. That's why we're drinking a little whiskey after a long week of work.
Yep.
What do you got going on this weekend to wrap it up?
Well, let's see. So my dog, Wrangler, I said he was 150 pounds. It turns out today I weighed him at the vet. He's 143, so he's not quite 150.
Okay,
he's 143 lean. Pound. He's a lean boy. But he got neutered today, so he is ballless, and so he's at home on the couch with a cone of shame around his neck. So my goal for the weekend is to just lay low with him tonight. I've actually already pre-ordered a Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza with some Cinnabon cinnamon rolls from Pizza Hut right by my spot.
Don't speak dirty to me like that.
That is my... Pizza Hut stuffed crust is like my weakness, man. I eat healthy, I work out, but my gosh, I'm a sucker.
Pizza Hut's better than Domino's, right?
Agreed. Pizza Hut's my favorite.
Yeah.
So that's going to be tonight. I'm going to go home, chill out, eat that. That's Friday, as you know, Friday night's my self-care night, man. Like, other than this podcast, I really don't do anything on Fridays. Tomorrow, my goal Saturday is to get my damn bathroom finished, at least get a shower installed so I can start showering there. Because it takes like such a mental toll on me. Like, okay, where am I going to shower today?
Yeah,
I can't work out because then I'm gonna smell bad. It's a mess. And then Sunday, I'm going to meet up with my buddy. I'm going to FaceTime with my boy Ryan Shaw up in Columbus. Shout out to you, Ryan. Haven't caught up with you in a bit. He's a Guy Talk member. FaceTime in the morning.
Guy's got swag.
Dude, so he's doing 100 days of like fits, outfits that he's doing. The dude's got real swag. Check him out. Ryan Shaw, Columbus, Ohio. Hanging out with Joe after that. He's helped me put my Jeep back together. And then Super Bowl. So big weekend. I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
How about you?
Let's see. Tonight, going to wrap this up. Have a little bro date virtually with our boy Simone Japan. He wants to meet Ace. So going to hop on a little virtual
FaceTime
Zoom call or FaceTime or something like that.
God, I love Simone. Simone, I hope you're listening to this, dude. Yeah. I just want to hug you, dude. Oh, gosh. I've never met the guy in person. He's our Guy Talk community manager. I feel like he's been like a brother I've known forever, but
so solid. So yeah. I'm gonna do that. Chill out the rest of the night. Tomorrow I'm gonna go boxing in the morning. And then I want to take Ace around town, you know, maybe to some coffee shops, like just to kind of get him out and about and socialize.
I know you need to meet some ladies.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You don't take a puppy around town unless you meet some ladies.
I know my buddy Evan wants to go do some stuff around town, and I know exactly he wants Ace to be there.
Yep.
So we're going to bring Ace around and introduce him to everyone. Mm-hmm. And then after that, just going to hang out, I think Sunday. Probably do a little self-care in the middle of the day and then go watch the Super Bowl, you know, and hopefully see a good game. To be honest with you, I don't really care who wins.
But we got to make a pick, though. Yeah. This will air after the Super Bowl's over, so we got to cement it here.
So we're going to – I say we end this podcast with a little pick.
Yep.
I'm going to go – Calvin, I'm so sorry. I know I know you're stuck in Kansas right now in that snow. In Kansas City, Kansas, not Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
I know you're going to kill me for saying that. But
KC Moe, baby.
I think Tom Brady, it's at home. It's his first year there. He's made it to the Super Bowl. He is the GOAT for a reason, and that kills me to say because I'm a Saints fan. I love my boy Drew Brees, but I think Tom Brady and them win by three.
By three. Yeah. I'm close to the same page. I think Chiefs out early because they got a lot of energy.
Yep.
But I can just totally see classic Tom Brady late in the game, comeback story, him to Mike Evans, probably a little driving down the field, two-minute drill, Mike Evans for a little 12-yard screen pass into the end zone or something to win it.
It's,
you know,
it's
predictable at this point.
It's predictable, and honestly, it's crazy to think that the Super Bowl is going to be – it's in Tampa. It's a home field advantage. I believe it's the first Super Bowl ever to where they have home field advantage. Wow. And so, I mean, the stars are lining up for the guy, so –
Win this one, retire.
Yeah,
peace out.
Yes. Sorry, Calvin. I think your KC Chiefs are going to lose this one, but they'll be back for many, many more with Patrick Mahomes. So,
yep. He's here to stay. So,
but other than that, man, dude, this has been a hell of a podcast, a hell of a night. That whiskey was
damn
delicious,
good,
dude.
Yeah,
it doesn't
bite. What is it? Blue Note.
Yeah, Blue Note.
It doesn't bite like some of the cheaper whiskeys.
We have to get another bottle of that.
That's the key, man. What I've learned is you get what you pay for. And Danny educated me this weekend on bourbons and whiskeys. Pay a little more for something.
That's not no Southern Comfort over there.
No, it sure isn't, man. It sure isn't. So, guys, we wrap up. Appreciate you guys. We love you guys. This is Guy Talk Radio. We're all about just having conversations, open conversations. So hit us up on Instagram if you want us to talk about anything in particular. Throw questions our way. If you are struggling right now, keep going, baby. Keep going. We got your back. You know, I can't say enough about how much life can change for the better in a short amount of time. So just have the courage to keep going.
Yeah. Like he said, have that courage to keep going, to speak up, reach out. Like we talked about last week, call a friend, text a friend, you know, reach out to a family member, whoever it might be. If you're struggling with something, just know that there are people out there, you know, that are there to help you, you know, help you dig yourself out of a hole that you might be in or pick you up when you're down. So much love. It's been a freaking blast, baby.
Yes,
and can't wait to jump on this mic again with you, brother.
Yep. See you soon. Cheers, brother.
Love you, man.
Love you.
Cheers.
Too.